With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says he has a positive feeling about Donald Trump's chances of being reelected.
Cautiously optimistic. This is going to be all about turnout. And one of the reasons I'm optimistic is I think the Democrat coalition has been so muddy because she's lost her base in some ways. I don't think, you know, they quite know.
Waltz says the Harris campaign simply cannot count on the particular groups that she's been courting for support. Waltz appearing earlier on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, appearing on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show today, Mr. Trump says he's making calls on behalf of many GOP congressional candidates. Also at SRNnews.com, the editorials editor of the Los Angeles Times resigning. Mario Garza says she stepped down because the Times owner blocked the editorial board's plans to endorse Kamala Harris. Social media post for the Times owner, Patrick Xu Xiong, says the board was asked to do a factual analysis of the policies of Harris and Donald Trump, but chose to remain silent. UN Children's Agency warning kids in war zones are at risk of polio. That because of faltering vaccination times.
In Sudan, childhood vaccination has dropped to 30%. In Gaza, polio has reappeared for the first time in 25 years. And this week, with no pause in the bombing, aid agencies had to abandon attempts to vaccinate in the north. Already in danger because of the war, children now risk a disease which could paralyze them for life. UNICEF says tackling the disease must be a global priority.
And this is SRN News. Norwegian clergymen take a stand.
An ecumenical coalition of dozens of Christian churches has signed a declaration opposing gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. The statement says, quote, "We believe that gender diversity and sexual diversity is not based on medical knowledge and natural science. This gender ideology is also incompatible with our Christian faith and understanding of reality." Norway legalized gay marriage in 2009 and recently passed hate crimes laws that punish criticism of the LGBT lifestyle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman has shot a round of 78 to begin the second stage of the LPGA qualifying this week. This comes amid reports of a letter signed by 275 female golfers. They want organizations like the LPGA and USGA to step up and repeal policies allowing males to compete in women's events. This is SRN News. EPA is taking on lead paint exposure.
The Biden administration is putting in strict new limits on dust from lead-based paint in older homes and childcare facilities. The move comes 2 weeks after it set a nationwide deadline for the removal of lead pipes. A final rule by the Environmental Protection Agency limits lead dust on floors and windowsills to levels that can't be detected. Paint that contains lead was banned in 1978, but more than 30 million American homes are believed to still contain it. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Train derailment on Norway's northern coast. Officials say 50 people on board, but no reports of any serious injuries. Labor Department says applications for jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 227,000, that for the week of the 19th, less than 241,000 that had been forecast. More details at SRNnews.com.